Jenny Turner with Lovejoy Real Estate. Today we're here with Nicole Rodriguez for another episode of Real Talk. So Nicole, if somebody was thinking about getting into real estate, they just had an idea about it, they haven't really done anything, what would you tell them to start? What would be the first steps they should take?
So I would totally tell you, if you're thinking about getting into real estate, to reach out to someone that you know that might be a real estate agent and just say, hey, can I follow you around? Take them to coffee, have coffee, and ask them what their typical day is like.
I think some informational interview type stuff to get an idea of what the career in the industry really is.
What it really is, you know. I think that on paper, like just opening the door and taking a pretty picture isn't what all real estate is.
It's not just like HGTV.
No,
show it's three not. Houses. They make an offer. It's all done.
Yes,
we bonbons on the beach. I don't know. Is that not how it really is?
No, it really isn't like that. You know, and so I think that was it. I know when I got into real estate, I was like, my good friend was, you know, I was like, you're an agent and you sort of make it look like it's easy. And I bugged her a long time about, I want to be an agent. And then she actually had me talk to you, right? And then that was like when the real story came out of what real estate really was. So definitely talk to someone.
Okay. So, okay, I've done some shadowing. I've talked to some people. I have an idea. This is the career for me. What's the first step?
So the first step is to get licensed, right? You can't do anything in the state of Oregon without your real estate license. There's two ways that you can go. You can do online ed or an online education program, which is self-paced.
Yep.
Or you can do it more traditional school where you go to a community college and you take a class, a night class, and do your hours that way.
And I know it's 150 hours. Mm-hmm. I would definitely encourage people, if they asked me which of those paths, to do the online version. Sure. I know it doesn't take really 150 hours in my experience, right, to get through the education, to get through and doing it. 100%. Your browser has to stay open, but the knowledge, I mean, good or bad, there's a pretty low bar to get into real estate, right? Like getting your license isn't that hard.
Correct.
The biggest challenge, of course, is getting your license doesn't actually teach you how to be a real estate agent, right?
Not at all.
So now you're licensed. We got that done, passed the test, went to the state, did that stuff. How do you choose what brokerage you should go with? Because you have to hang your license at a brokerage. Mm-hmm. And I know there are, you could be an individual agent or you could be a team agent. As somebody's kind of thinking about what path down that way they should go, what would you tell them to keep in mind?
So I think when you take in the mind and when you look at things, you need to look at how you're motivated, what your sphere is like. You just got licensed. And just like you stated, we don't know. Yes, I passed the test, but I don't know the first steps of writing an offer, getting my offer accepted. So I definitely suggest like interviewing multiple teams in your area, right? Talking to principal brokers, team agents that are on teams, and then agents that are independent agents that work for themselves that don't have the support that a team would have, and see how that best fits you.
No, absolutely. And I think part of that also has to do with, you know, do you want to do everything in the business? Do you want to be your own marketing person and your own paperwork person and your own showing houses and doing everything? Or do you want to step into somebody else's systems and processes, know that you're probably going to make money faster, right? Like you
100%.
Can just step into production. And if you follow the tools and do the coaching, you know, our agents get in production. I mean, we tell them 60 days, but really most of our new agents have their first offer written within 30 days and their first paycheck within 60 days. So the new agents that join our team, at least, can jump into production pretty quickly, right?
100%. You can jump into production and to have the staff and have the ability to use the marketing that we have. Like all that stuff is done. I don't even have to think about that, right? Like it's already there. And my first year being licensed, I had a deal in 21 days. I got my first check in 21 days.
Check in 21 days?
Yeah, 21 days.
That's pretty good.
Yes. So, and I got that from an open house, right? I would not have held that open house open if I wasn't on the team. And the other part of it is, if you look at my numbers, and particularly, I've doubled each year. I've doubled in my third year. I tripled with my business and being in real estate. So,
yeah, I mean, great, right? Like, yeah. And you're killing it. You're rocking it. And as we look to grow our Salem office a little bit, what are you looking for in a new agent? Like, what, as we grow that team and we expand that office, what is a good agent for you? What does that look like?
So I think you're a good agent. You have to have some drive, right? Some motivation, some self-motivation. Real estate's hard. It's not just, it's pretty pictures like HGTV, you know? Yep. You're out there, you're answering your phone at different times. And so you need to have the drive and the want and why. Like, your why, I have multiple small whys, right? And you know that by my motivation, but you need to have a why. Like, why am I doing this? Because without that, you're not going to make the numbers or make the income that you would like.
And sometimes agents join us and they tell us they have whys.
Yes.
And they have these big, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. But then when you look at their actions, they don't really follow through, right? Yeah. Like their actions don't really show us that they really do want to be successful, because that's one thing good and bad about being commission only.
Yes.
If you work really hard, you make a lot of money.
Yes.
And if you don't work really hard, we know, like everybody knows, because the deals aren't there, right?
Correct.
Now there's training and there's coachability around how to say, what to say. We do script practice 5 days a week. There's lots of resources so that you know what to say once you're out there in front of that client, right? If you're at the open house or a call comes in. But you still have to do the things. You have to turn it on and do the things.
Yes. And I think that is it. So like when you look at an agent, like you need to be able to turn on the things. Like our team will give you the tools needed to be successful and to make six figures in your first year, right?
Easy.
Like easily. Yep.
Okay, wait. Stop. Not easy.
Not easy.
Right? I mean, we have the tools to do it.
Yes.
But it's not easy because you have to work hard, right?
100%.
Sometimes, do you want to know a secret? Sometimes I dream of going to work at McDonald's. Because I bet if you go to work at McDonald's, no one ever calls you after your shift. No one ever makes you come in on a weekend.
That's correct.
Our job is, our job is all the time, right? This is a lifestyle, not just a job. And so we have to be willing. I mean, do you ever miss your kids' sporting events?
Yes, not all the time. But yes, I do miss them. And, it's funny you say McDonald's, because I think about going back to a corporate job where I worked 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Same idea, right?
Yep. Right. And your salary stops. And like, there's things that my family gets to do now that if I wasn't in my career, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
Well, and now you can make a choice, right? You can make a choice to step it up because you decided you wanted to take your family to this trip. Mm-hmm. Or you can step it up because you wanted to put them in private school. Or you can be like, hey, this season, I'm going to step back. Because, we have one of our agents on our team whose daughter was sick. And so in that season, she was able to step back out of production,
100%.
Focus on her family, and then step right back in when she was ready, right? So it's nice that way that we get a little bit of opportunity to ebb and flow as our life goes through and our needs change. I mean, I'm super motivated this year because we chose a different place for Ryan to go to school, and it's expensive. And so that when I get up on a Saturday morning and I have to go show property and I maybe don't want to go show property all day, I think about that. I think about the why am I doing this?
Yes. And I think that's true. And I think about that with my boys when I do miss a basketball game, or I'm only able to go to a half of one because I'm going to go show this house. Well, they know and understand that like mom works weekends and mom works really hard so we can go to Alaska. And I think that is also on a team. And when you're growing our team as someone that is going, we're going to have your back, right? So you are able to go enjoy that vacation with your family. You are going to have that time of off time because you know that your members of your team that are back are coming back, and we're not going to be piggybacking or taking your clients away from you. You can go enjoy that because it's extremely important to have some of that recharge your battery time so you can hit the ground running.
We want to work hard so we can play hard, right?
Yes.
Like both sides of it.
Both sides.
And we have clients, right? We have lots of clients that need help. Your phone has been ringing off the hook in Salem. And so we are really fortunate where we are as a team because we have more clients right now than we can help in some ways.
100%.
So that allows us to grow those new agents and to help them and to step them into production quickly because if they walk in the door and they might say, I often hear people say, I have no sphere.
Yes.
Like, well, don't you have friends? Nope, I have no friends. Okay, well, let's work on that too, right? But in the meantime, we have other lead sources, whether that's open houses, whether that's Zillow internet leads, whether that's all sorts of different things. Our phones are ringing.
Yes.
And those are clients that are looking to buy and sell houses.
Yes. I have a real estate call every morning, probably at 8 a.m., and I have people that are texting me, and there's an abundance amount of people, and as home prices go up, more people are moving south, right? Mid-Willamette Valley is becoming where most people...
Because it's more affordable.
Yes.
People have options, and I think also we see some people wanting to move out of the bigger cities, wanting that smaller town, so whether they're going to Mid-Willamette Valley, maybe they're going to Clark County, they're kind of spreading out a little bit, right? And the pandemic's made people think about their housing in a way that we've never really thought about our housing before. And so people do want more space or less space, and they want to make changes. They're just thinking about what really works for them.
Great. That's 100% true. And I also think that we and our team gives you the steps. When you need help on showings, right, we have the admin support to help you make those schedules. So you're doing more revenue generating activities and you're not having to be in the weeds.
Yep. Less paperwork, less marketing, less back end, just really out there
focusing on the clients.
So you don't have your real estate license yet, but you've committed to you want to join this team. You want to do real estate. You're going to be a full-time agent. Maybe you're not quite there yet. Maybe you're 60 or 90 days out. Mm-hmm. You're still maybe working your full-time job. But what could somebody do before they get licensed to start with that training?
Well, that's perfect. That's a perfect time to start your training because you can come to our sales meetings. Every week we have sales meetings. We have trainings that you can do. You can shadow multiple agents. You can also start your videos, right? If you want to start your social media, you're meeting with the marketing director and you're meeting with the videographer, and you're getting yourself set up so that when you pass that test that day, all your new marketing, all your training is out of the way, so you can hit the ground running and start meeting with clients.
And think about it, like, we do script practice 5 days a week at 8:30, right? So they could join script practice on the phone and just start hearing the words and the language. Because a lot of this is kind of like learning a new language, right? It's what do these words mean? How do we talk about it? What do we go through? What are we seeing in the market? And we're fortunate because, we'll sell, in 2021, we sold 296 houses. We're on track for 500 in 2022. Yeah. And so we know what's going on, right? So that's nice for a new agent who doesn't have that mecca of experience to be able to use words like, we sold this many last year. We did this. We've sold in this neighborhood before. We know your market. Because they can glean off of your knowledge, my knowledge, Betsy's knowledge, everybody else on the teams, right? They can really kind of push that through and claim it as their own. And they can start using those words before they become licensed. Now, obviously, they can't say they're a realtor before they become licensed, right? Yeah. But they could get everything set up and have some of that basic knowledge and information out of the way.
Yes. And I think that's key, right? You need to know the language. It is a foreign language. And having 60 days to learn that on the team will be vital to make your first year successful.
And as a new agent on our team, when you join, you have a 90-day onboarding plan.
Correct.
So some of those things require you to be licensed. Some of those things don't. And I would say actually a lot of those things don't require you to be licensed. Some of it's books you read, some of it's trainings you have, it's access to all of our coaching through the Tom Ferry organization. So there's lots of stuff that you can learn. And I think that would also help an agent know that it was worth it, right? Because it is fun and it's wonderful and I love my career and I would never do anything else, but it's also super hard. And so are they willing to make that commitment and really dive in and really do it? Yeah. That could help kind of get an idea there.
Yeah, 100%. So Jenny, one of the questions I got was, this is a really bad time to become a real estate agent, Nicole. Why would I do it?
Do you think they were asking you that because it's so hard right now out there and the market's so crazy and bananas?
Yes, because they say you just said multiple offers. House you wrote on had multiple offers. Your client's offer did accept it, but why? What if I'm an agent? Will my offer get accepted if I write it?
I mean, I think it is a hard time to be an agent, right? I think it is. I look back, this is going to show how old I am, but I look back to 2009, 2010, where if I wrote an offer, I knew it would get accepted. Like, I would actually write an offer, promptly make set the home inspection, get everything else in row, because if you wrote an offer, it got accepted because we had 19 months of inventory. Like, there was so many houses for sale that the sellers were loving us writing offers. There's never a good or a bad time, though, in my opinion. It's just different. It's just knowledge. It's education. It's knowing what to do. It's knowing how to write your offers in a way that will get accepted. Mm-hmm. Now, your buyers might not be ready to do that yet, right? And that's okay. Sometimes it's educating our buyers of what they need to do. And sometimes our buyers need to lose a few houses before they're like, oh, yeah, Jenny, for this one, I'm all in. But I don't think that you should make life decisions like your career based on the market. Just like I don't think you should sell or buy your house based on the market. You should do what's best for you. So if it's a point in your world where it's pivotal in what you want to do as a career and real estate's on your radar, I actually think it's a really great time to get into that, just because if not now, when? Like, take that jump, do it. If this is something that's a passion that you really enjoy, if you think that you'd be a good salesperson, and we don't really do sales, we do project management, and so it's not salesy in that sense, but if you like people and you like talking to people and you like them helping figure it out, we were talking early, and a lot of what we do, it's for psychologists, right? We're helping people through their big process. They're buying because they're divorcing, they're buying because they're getting married, they're buying because they're downsizing or they're upsizing. Like, there's a lot of life that happens in real estate. And so I don't think that somebody should not get into real estate because of the market being what it is. But I do think that aligning yourselves with the right people in real estate right now is key, because it is really hard to be a new agent, brand new. If you're an independent agent in an office and you're just kind of in this little silo and you don't know, right? I get offers on our listings all the time where somebody comes in with a full price offer with long inspection periods, all the contingencies. And they're the only offer of the 16 I got that have those kind of terms. And when I call the agent and give them that feedback, they have no idea. They're like, well, we just wrote a full price. What do you mean? And they don't have a good enough understanding what the market's doing to be able to educate their buyers. And so I think as a new agent, especially in 2022, aligning yourself with experts is going to be a key to the success.
So how do I make the jump from a W-2 employee to a 1099 employee?
As a new agent?
As a new agent.
I mean, I will say that's hard, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a couple things. You should have some savings. you need to know that when you quit your job on Thursday, you're not going to get your next paycheck on Friday. So there's got to be some wiggle, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have some money saved. Maybe that's 60, 90 days, I would say, ideally, but it's got to be something. Or you have to have your living and your costs down low enough that you can make that jump, because it is going to be a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, you can transition, right? Maybe you work your job part-time, or maybe you work something else part-time while you transition. All the agents on our team are full-time. So you have to have a commitment to being a full-time agent. But even when she just started, she still bartended part-time for the first mm-hmm. 3 weeks just to kind of help over that edge. Mm-hmm. But you only make it in real estate if you make it and you give it all your all. Mm-hmm. So it's important to really say, this is what I'm doing. And people in your sphere and in your world, if they know you're a bartender or you work for Subway or you do whatever your job is, that's still how they think about you. Mm-hmm. And they need to start seeing you as a realtor. Like, this is my hat. This is what I do. So part of it's our language. And then part of it's just having a little bit of money saved, right? Now, there are some salaried positions that you can get in on depending on the timing and what's available. Like mm-hmm. sometimes we have an inside sales position open that requires a real estate license, isn't being a realtor, but is more of a support staff. And so mm-hmm. sometimes you can launch and grow that way. Sometimes we have an agent training role available where you can launch and grow that way. But for a lot of our agents, they just have to take that leap of faith, right?
Yeah.
And know that if they come in and they do what we say to do, and they show up, they'll be in contract with it. I mean, I don't think they'll have their first check in 21 days. That was pretty magical. But they'll be in contract yeah. in 30 to 60 days, and they'll have that first check.
Check.
So, but it does take a little bit of, like, faith in this is going to work for me, mm-hmm. right? And then a little bit of savings.
So I don't know, because, so on this, like, do you say, like, because I wasn't your traditional agent, right? I didn't take a leap of faith.
You started in a salary role.
I started in a salary role. Yep. Then I went to another salary role. And then I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to yep. do it. But you do have to visualize and just take that leap. But I think, I mean, the reason why, so why did I choose, like, why I chose Lovejoy 5 years ago?
But I talk to agents all the time who come from different teams or at different teams. I have lots of friends who run teams, right?
Yeah.
And what I've really learned is every single team is different. And it's not right or wrong, good or bad. Charles and I really run Lovejoy as a business. We're mm-hmm. a corporation. It's return on investment. We run it as a business. So we have systems and processes in place, and we don't change our model nilly-willy just based on what agents want, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I lost a really good agent because they wanted my model to change, but this is how we do it here. And so we want to align ourselves with agents who want to do it this way too. Mm-hmm. And it works. Like, it doesn't, like, I wouldn't have this model if it didn't work. It's not that it's the best model for everyone, because it's not the best model for everyone, right?
Yeah.
When we left our team a year and a half ago, when I did an exit interview with her, I said, you know, what could I have done better or different? She was a new agent. She was a millennial, just starting out. This was her first job out of college. And I'm like, what could I have done differently to, like, had you be successful in this place? And she's like, less accountability. This was too much accountability.
Too much.
Well, you're right. There's a lot of accountability.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point, right? Like, you shouldn't join Lovejoy if you don't want accountability.
Bloody.
Like, if you say you're going to sell 24 houses this year or 18 houses or 40 houses, I'm going to hold you accountable. You're going to hold your team accountable.
Yes.
Like, it's not just, and if you don't do it at Lovejoy, we ask you to leave.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas if you go to Keller Williams or John L. Scott or HomeSmart, lots of the big brokerages, they don't care if you sell a house or not. They don't care at all. I mean, like, they just want to be able to say, we have 300 agents, we have 600 agents, we have 500 agents. I don't really care how many agents I have. I care that each agent on our team is productive, right?
Yeah.
And we coach to their goals, and they don't all have the same goals. Mm-hmm. But if you join our team, one of the reasons to choose Lovejoy is because you're choosing to be successful.
Right.
You're choosing to surround yourself with other agents who are successful.
Successful.
And if you're successful, but you're not in integrity, or you're successful, but you're not in culture, we're going to ask you to leave too.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about the numbers. It's not just about, well, they sold 25 houses last year. I guess I've got to keep them. I don't really care that much. I care about where we are, how we are, who we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, flashback 10 years, because we've grown a lot. I mean, even in the 6 years you've been on the team,
yes.
our expectations have changed. Our size has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to be on the Lovejoy team today than it was 6 years ago, right?
Correct.
And so those of you who have made it through that have had to grow, right?
Yeah.
And we're super lucky because there's, you know, five of you that have kind of were there 6 years ago and are still here today. Mm. And now with a team of 16 agents, we have some different expectations, but we care that everybody knows how to do it, mm-hmm. gets there, they all help each other. People used to ask me if we had good culture, and I would say yes. But I would also tell you privately, I didn't really know what that meant. Like, what does good culture mean?
Yes.
And now I can resoundingly say we have good culture, right? Yeah. And, you know, a couple people left our team a few weeks ago, and part of that was because they weren't helping our culture. They weren't in culture. Sure. And being in culture is really important.
Yes.
And I mean, you see the text threads that go back and forth. It's ridiculous,
yes,
right? But if you need something, somebody steps in, the volunteers.
Yes.
I never have to step in and be like, who can help Nicole? Or who can help Cassandra? Or who can help Todd? Because somebody promptly on there says, oh, no problem, I gotcha.
Yep.
I'll go show it for you.
Every time.
And that culture is important, right?
Yes.
Like, that culture is part of the reason you're at Lovejoy.
Yes, that is. That is.
So I know why you joined Lovejoy originally. It was a salary position. Mm-hmm. You wanted to get into real estate. Mm-hmm. You had two little boys. I mean, like, Harrison must have been a baby at the time.
Yeah, Harrison was three.
Okay, and how old was Hayden?
Hayden would have been five. So
okay.
Yeah.
So little kids, right? So I know then why you chose Lovejoy. But fast forward to today or last year or 24 months ago, why do you stay at Lovejoy?
Well, I stay at Lovejoy, I think, because of the drive. The owner, I mean, you and Charles, like, you guys are in the weeds. You're there every day. I mean, I'm on script practice. When I'm on script practice, I'm on script practice with Charles, right?
Yep.
And so you're connected. And I think that that's really important. And then having you out in the field, being able to sell houses and being in production and knowing exactly what we're going through and having those conversations of, like, how am I going to get my offer accepted is also really important. And then the team. Having a team when my kid is sick and I need someone to go and show a house, and Ray jumps in and is like, yep, I'll go do that, right? Or when we were on vacation and someone does that. Like, that's huge. Who's going to do that when I'm gone?
Yeah.
And the coaching. Like, being able to listen to all the Tom Ferry videos, have private coaching calls with Eileen, really helps me build my business. I would not be as successful. And I know people that are real estate agents that are not as successful because they're not keeping themselves in check and on top of that.
So you're in charge of our Salem office.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, we're working really hard to grow the Salem office. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Staten. I know that area really well. Mid-Willamette Valley has a place in my heart. And so we're really excited to have that office take a little bit more market share, be a little bigger. We're looking for a new space now, so we have a little bit more of our own space. Mm-hmm. Why do you live in Salem? Why did you choose Salem? Why is that important to you to have that market grow as part of our Lovejoy brand?
Great question, because I love the small town, the small community. You know, you can go to the grocery store. Some people don't like it. You can go to the grocery store and you can see the kid from your kid's baseball team, right? Or the football team. And to be able to go to the coffee shop and they say, hey, Nicole, how are you? Or the local flower shop, and like have that, like, community to me is knowing people that, yes, I should brush my hair to go out.
Right. You never know who you're going to see.
Because you never know who you're going to see. And they're just so darn cute. I mean, how can you resist, like, going through the, you know, parts of that? And I think that having but also being able to be attached to the Portland office and having the Portland brokerages allows us to know what's happening, right? What's happening in Portland and offers that are getting accepted in Portland, it drizzles down south, you know, down I-5, and we're kind of ahead of the eight ball on that. And so then when I do write an offer that's, I'm competing, I'm able to be like, hey, what did you do, Melissa, on your last offer in Lake Oswego to get it accepted? And she, you know.
It is true. I mean, I talk to my Seattle friends, right?
Yes.
It's the same idea. I learned from Seattle and now it's in Portland and it goes to Salem. Absolutely. Are there a lot of boutique small brokerages in Salem, or is that a relatively unique market for Salem?
So that's a very unique market for Salem. You know, we have really big offices and nationally known brokerages, being a part of a small boutique brokerage is something unique. That's only going to be a select few of us that can be part of that.
And do you think, like, if I was a new agent and I was looking at joining you in Salem, do you have enough leads for me? Like, would my phone ring?
100%. Your phone would be like, Nicole, can you shut me off? Can you give me a break? Like, I can't make. I mean, Sunday was a prime example. I met 7 new people on Sunday. And one person, I'm like, can we go see this house tomorrow at 8 a.m.? Now, I have the support staff, and I know that my marketing and my lead follow-up, so and my nurturing skills and my nurturing is going to be in place, so the person that I showed first on Sunday isn't going to get lost because I didn't write an
offer.
But
7 new clients in a day is a lot.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I think part of that is just as we see people spread out, that Salem market's going to be more and more desirable, right?
And correct. And affordability.
Yep, yeah.
And I would tell you, our marketing and our branding is luxury, right? We have a unique branding. And if that's like really important to you, which is important to me, like I want us to have that look. The small boutique brokerage allows you to have that.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a little classier.
So Nicole, in your opinion, now that you've gotten your license, why would you choose Lovejoy? Why should that new agent pick up the phone, call you, call me, have a conversation? Why should they choose Lovejoy over the bigger brokerages of the world?
I would totally say because we are a boutique, and our 90-day plan is like real estate for dummies. And everything you're going to learn,
yep,
you're going to have a live person that's going to pick up their phone no matter what time it is to help you get that. So if you put in the time and have that, like, you're literally going to have step one through step 150 by joining our team.
Got it. Thanks, Nicole, so much for talking to us. I really appreciate it today. If you have questions about real estate, joining real estate, being a realtor in the Portland metro market, reach out to me.
Thank you for having me. And if you have any questions in the Mid-Willamette Valley or our new office in Salem, reach out to me.